And I'm joined by the beautiful, the stunning, the wonderfully talented Pam Knight from White Knight Marketing. Here to talk about the Taunton Deane Business Award. I like your hair, by the way. You've had a bit of a do recently, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, it's a little while ago. It's funny how long it's taken people to notice. It's just like,
well, it's the first time I've seen you for a while. So
that's true. That is very true. Yeah. So it's all been chopped off. Yeah.
It looks very smart, very dapper.
Thank you.
Since we last saw you, which was before Christmas, the Taunton Deane Business Awards have launched. They're up and running and rolling.
They are. We're getting applicants in. Woohoo!
Great. And so far, how have things changed compared to this time last year in terms of the applicants? Are you getting many repeat applications? Are you getting a whole fresh new?
They're fresh at the moment.
Good.
But I do know that some people are going to reapply because they've told me. But those I think that are going to reapply will probably take longer to do it this year, I suspect, because they're reformulating their ideas and what they want to put forward.
And they will have learnt from the experience from last year.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, actually, we've got a series of short video clips up on the website that shows some of the applicants after they've done the presentation to the judges, before we finalised who'd won, and what they'd learnt about it and the experience that they were going through, which was really brilliant, you know, because they were saying things like, it made them reflective, it gave them time to think about their business, it made them step away from the cold face, and that they'd suddenly started seeing their own businesses in a different light. Mm. Real good.
So for somebody that hasn't heard of the Taunton Deane Business Awards, somebody that's thinking about maybe putting themselves forward, what is it? How do they go about doing it?
Oh, it's very easy. The Taunton Deane Business Awards were launched last year, and we're here to celebrate and showcase the successes of the Dean, really. We've got some brilliant new awards categories that you can enter. So there's something for everybody, I think. You know, we tried to do that this year.
I think it's important to point out as well that it's not just for things going on in and around Taunton. It's the whole of Taunton Deane.
So
Taunton Deane, if you come under that category, Wellington, Wiveliscombe, Milverton and the surrounding areas, by all means, you're welcome to enter.
And please do, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's a big area and actually it's surprising what's going on that people don't realise.
That was the thing that really shone through to me last year was the kind of things that were actually happening on our doorstep that we didn't even know about.
I know, it's amazing, wasn't it? Who knew we had so many exporters?
I know, how mad is that? Like Granny Gothard's, for example,
at
Stoke St Gregory, and they won the best export last year. Was it?
No,
best
actually, because we didn't have export. That's why we've introduced it this year. No, because we had very generic categories last year, so we only had like startup, small, medium.
You
know,
I was getting confused there because I do know that they have exported to Dubai or somewhere, haven't they?
They seem to be all over the place. It's really interesting.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
But this is what I mean by the diverse things that are happening right on our doorstep. So, tell us about the categories this year, Pam.
Yeah, so we've got a really interesting one, actually. I'm going to start off with the Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
I like this one. We've been talking about this for a few weeks.
So
I really like this.
Yeah. Please, 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 please get in touch. If you know people, you're listening to this program, and you know young people that are doing extraordinarily well, are inventive, exciting, you know, they're going to be the business people of the future. Mm. Give them a prod and tell them to enter. It'd be brilliant.
Anything in particular you're looking for here? It's under 25, isn't it?
It's under 25, yeah. So that's quite a big scope, actually. And really, it's about what's their biggest achievements? What's the biggest hurdles? What are they looking to do in the next 5 years? I don't expect them to have a full laid business plan, although some of them will, because it's amazing how well thought through a lot of these people do. But it's about the innovation. It's about the new blood coming through, I think. You know, so don't be afraid to have a go at it.
Okay, and what about the other categories?
Best Employer. So that's sponsored by Claims Consortium, who were the overall winners last year. And we'll be looking at what makes you the best company to work for. So, you know, we want testimonials from your staff, for instance, you know, and what do your customers see from the outside?
Yeah.
What do you look like? What avenues are open to your staff that make you special, you know? And small companies can be in that as well. I keep telling my daughter I am the best employer. I feed her at lunchtime.
Oh, there you go.
Free.
You provide tea and biscuits.
Absolutely.
If that's a reason as to why your boss is the best boss in the world, then bang it down on paper.
Absolutely. She's my employer of the year every
absolutely.
Year. You know? So, yeah, that's that category. Then we've got Digital Innovator.
Explain this one a bit more.
Yeah, it's about people using the digital tools and solutions implemented in their business to make their whole business work better. It might be smoother, it might be easier for their customers, it might be that they're using technology in a way that nobody else is in the area. So it's quite wide, really. It's about using technology and how it's being implemented and what are you using it tactically for. Mm. So quite broad. Best marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see some innovation on that one, really.
This is where you can let your creative juices just explode.
It is. But alongside creativity, we also want to see it that you can measure it and that you've really made some judgments on how you're going to reach the right people with the right messages mm-hmm. and things like that. Because excitement's really a great seller, if you like. But actually being able to measure that is where so many businesses fall down. And that's something that we want to really push home with.
Okay.
Customer excellence. Mm-hmm. That's actually been sponsored by Mecca Bingo because they recently won a Customer Excellence Award, which I thought was brilliant. When I put it out for sponsorship, I had no idea that somebody like Mecca Bingo would come forward.
See, they'd be a very good contender for that one anyway, because Davina and her team, they're absolutely wonderful, and they've got such a great way of delivering at Mecca Bingo.
It's one of those things that until I actually spoke to them about it, I had no idea. Mm. It was another one of those, look what's going on in our doorstep moments.
Absolutely. Of course it is,
which is fantastic. So that's about what's your starting point and your aspirations and you know, once again, testimonials from the customers, really. Let's prove it that you actually have those excellent skills that keep people coming back to you. One of my personal favourites, I have to say, is corporate social responsibility.
You know, just explain what this one is again.
Corporate social responsibility. There's an awful lot of companies out there doing some great stuff for the community that people don't know. So it's not their day job. It's the bit they do outside of their day job. So it's the bit that says, I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z for my community. And it might be doing sponsored litter pickups. It might be doing things like renovating certain areas in the town. It could be guerrilla gardening. It could be all sorts of different things like that.
You often use examples from McDonald's and Viridor to explain this in a bit more.
Yeah.
Think of the things that they do in and around the community.
It's interesting because McDonald's do sponsored litter pickups. Mm. Well, not sponsored, sorry. They do pizza. Here we go again. Litter pickups every day.
Yeah.
And nobody realises that they're actually out there with their little black plastic bags and their pickups, clearing up the rubbish behind people that come down on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And they're also the people that do the pickups after the carnival.
Oh, right.
And they do that free.
Oh, excellent.
You know, and that's the community. That's caring for our town, really. And Viridor work on the River Tone, doing all sorts of amazing projects down there. And
they're also working on a project called The Roots to the River Tone at the moment which is
an interesting project.
Some
great transformational areas that are not only great for wildlife and that, but for people to go down, wander, and really enjoy the area again. You know, they've done some great cleanup work down there.
There's a new category that you'd like to tell us about,
which is
one of the main reasons for you coming in to see us today.
Absolutely. It's the Creative Industries Award.
The Creative Industries Award. Yeah. Now, you need to explain this one.
Okay, so this award is open to applicants from commercial, educational and voluntary backgrounds who have creative arts at their centre, if you like. So this means you can either promote creative arts or feature creative arts as an intrinsic part of the vision or business model of your organisation. And this is quite wide, actually, if you think about it. But it's a huge sector in Taunton. Well, Dean, I should say Taunton Dean.
Yeah.
Because even talking to Taunton Dean Borough Council, one of our main sponsors alongside PKF Francis Clark, it's such a growing industry that we felt it was something that we wanted to celebrate this year. And Arts Taunton, which is a campaigning organisation for the area, which has public benefit right at its heart, is actually going to sponsor this award. They came forward and said, we really, really like to do this particular thing. It's going to be really interesting to see who comes forward. We really want to invite people to just be creative on this one.
Excellent. Well, there you go. There's a real sample of the categories that you could put yourself forward to if you are interested. And the way about doing this, Pam, is dead easy, isn't it?
It is absolutely dead easy. We've got everything you need on the website. The website address is www.tdba.co.uk. And there's an events form up there, an entry form up there, and you can just literally fill in that form. It gives you lots of hints and tips about what you might want to include in your application. So we're trying to help you, you know, and it is all about showcasing and celebrating your work.
And what's the closing date?
The closing date is 31st of March.
Okay, so you've still got very strict on times, very strict. Excuse me. So you've still got a good few weeks yet to do it. Take your time. That's the secret here. Take your time on the application, okay, because you never know, it might pay off. And good luck with that. And we look forward to another really good fun night out in June.
Indeed it is.
Excellent. Yes. My guest is Pam Knight from White Knight Marketing here to tell us more about the Taunton Dean Business Awards. If you'd like to post and share and listen again, you can do at tonefm.co.uk.